You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
And I want to ask that everybody in there, don't everybody go back there working with the mic, because every time a whole lot of folks that are working with them, they get out of whack. So if you have to go back there, all you got to do is flip the switches. Don't work with anything else, and the mic will come on. Amen. To our associates and friends of Reverend Herb, and to all of our visitors and all who are present, let me just say that God is good.
Amen.
And his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
We're again grateful to God for our little candidate this morning, Brother Jason. Amen. And we want to pray for the others who receive Christ, and hopeful that they will follow through with baptism and amen church membership. However, we need to know that they made the most important step because of the fact that water baptism doesn't save. It is just a public identification with what has already supposed to have taken place on the inside. Now, if you would, turn with me in the Old Testament to the sixth book in the Old Testament, starting from Genesis, and that book is Joshua, chapter number 24. Do I have any kind of mic? I just get on my nerves. Give me that one there. Something. Can I get that?
That ain't nobody but the devil, because he don't want you to hear this. Amen. I've been wrestling with him all the morning. Amen. So that's all right. I'm used to it. Amen. In the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua, and if you will, I want to just pull out a couple of verses. I want to pull out verse 1. And verse 14 and 15, with our emphasis on verse number 15, where we draw our subject. Amen. Joshua chapter number 24, verses 1, 14, and 15 that we'll be reading. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
Anybody still looking, say hold on. Somebody say hold on, I'm going to wait on you. Come on, we in this together. Amen. I count from Genesis and say Genesis, Exodus, go ahead, six books ahead. Amen. All right. Everybody ready now? Somebody help out. That's a little child trying to find Joshua. Somebody help out. Amen. Look at your table of contents and see what page is on. That's a good way to do it. Amen. All right. Now it reads, beginning in verse 1, that Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Drop down to verse 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serving and using their talents and gifts for God, not consistent in the giving of their resources for kingdom building or giving of themselves to the Lord. But my brothers and sisters, I need to say to us this morning that it's time for somebody to choose who or what will control your life. My brothers and sisters, it's time to make a definite decision of whose side you are on. Why? Because if you straddle the fence, God called that lukewarm. And the Bible says, according to Revelation 3:16, because you're lukewarm, you're neither hot nor cold, he said, I'll spew you, or I'll vomit you out of my mouth. And so this, in this message, we will see that regardless of what others decided, Joshua made a commitment to God and was willing to be an example of making the right choice, and hope that Israel will also make the right choice and choose life and not death. Bottom line, if you choose to reject God's offer of eternal life, the choice of death and eternal damnation is the only choice left. And so Joshua said to them in his parting words, in other words, Joshua is getting ready to die. He says to them, choose this day whom you will serve. But lest I hold you too long, note three things in the text and I want us to focus on, and I'm going to let you alone. The first thing we see in the text in verse 14 and 15 is the request. Note, if you will, that Joshua requests, his request to the Israelites, he said, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity, and put away your gods. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. In other words, the choice was theirs, meaning they were not forced to choose either. In the same way, Christ would neither force his way into anybody's life. We must choose to invite him in. And that's why the Bible says again in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door. What door is he standing at? He's standing at the door of your heart. He says, if anyone hear my voice and open up, I will come into him and dine with him and them with me. And so the question is, will you continue on the path of destruction, or will you make the right choice this morning? And so in Joshua's request, he says in so many words, in verse 14 and 15a, boy, the devil trying to take my voice. He say, worship the Lord, obey him, and always be faithful. He say, get rid of the idols of your ancestors, and when they live on the other side of the Euphrates River. But if you don't want to worship the Lord, he said, then choose right now who you will serve. Will you worship the same idols your ancestors did? Since you're living in a land that once belonged to the Amorites, maybe you'll worship their gods. But you need to make the right choice right now as to whom you will serve. And so the request to them, for them, was to choose that day who they will serve. Lord have mercy. Boy, somebody in here must need to be saved, because the devil is trying to take my complete voice. He's fighting with me. I ain't had this bad time in a long time. Somebody must be coming. I'm talking to somebody today somewhere. Now, that was the request, but next comes the resolution. In verse 15b, no Joshua resolve was, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Bottom line, he made his choice, and whatever choice that the others made, they would have to live with it. And in the same way, we too have to live with our choices in life, whether they are right or wrong. Let me say to the young people, you need to make the right choice this morning to be obedient to your parents. For the Bible says in Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Then you need to respect yourself as well as others. Be obedient in school and try and learn all you can to prepare for your future. Be attentive in Sunday school, worship, and other youth activities as you learn more and more about the Lord, so that you will make the right choices in life. Because many of the choices you make today in your young life will determine your future well-being. And so, children, you need to make the right choices, because whether you know it or not, there's always some plan of life
directing you. It may be the choice to live your life aimlessly. But even so, it's impossible to live a life of neutrality, because all of life is about making choices. My brothers and sisters, Joshua's life was an example for all to follow, because he didn't wait to see what other what choices others were making, but he had a mind of his own, meaning he didn't live his life like a weather rooster by swinging according to the directions of the wind, because he was not a toy of circumstance, but his decision was based on the goodness and the mercy of God. But you know, I believe the great tragedy of the world today is that the world is guided by fashion, meaning it not only has its fashion in dress, but it also has its fashion in religion. Because sad to say, many folk today are influenced by only the fashion of religion. That's why many come to church, but they have no power, a little if any, faith. Coming to church is just a routine thing to do, but there is no commitment. In other words, many are trying to look the part, but they're just going through the motions. But in the text, Joshua made his resolution to serve the Lord without consideration of the decisions of others. And let me ask you, what about you this morning? But note, if you will, that he made his resolution in public and not in private, so that everyone would know whose side he was on, because he was not ashamed to verbalize his loyalty to God, nor was he ashamed to verbalize the direction in which he intended to lead his family. And so the question is, are you ashamed to openly choose the Lord as your Savior and Lord? But not only did Joshua make a request to the children of Israel to make the right choice and reveal to them his resolution to serve the true and the living God along with his household without reservation, but finally he gave them the reason. We know in verse 1 through 13 that Joshua traces the history of Israel from the call of Abraham up to the time of his farewell address. He wanted to bring them to the point of gratitude, of thankfulness, as a motive for making the right choice. He wanted them to weigh the evidence and decide according to the evidence, meaning he didn't want them to make a blind surrender, but that choice needed to be made without hesitation, because God had been good to Israel. In spite of a rebellion, he had brought them from a mighty long ways. And you know, this morning, I believe if you would look back over your life, yes, and realize who it was that brought you from your early existence all the way up to this present moment, I believe you would have to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? My brothers and sisters, we are still here this morning, not because of luck, but because of the grace and mercy of God. In other words, we could have been gone a long time ago, but it was God's grace and mercy that held back the death angel. On yesterday, I went to the funeral services of a good friend and a schoolmate.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel.